πάντα. Τα λέω ελελέη, θα καλώ φαλαγιά του. Τα λέω φα, κόκκου με λιμένε πούκα. Με αγώμα η θεάμα, εμώ μου όλα βαθήκη. Πέτει τα τότε μάνα η ταλάνη, μου τα να τα ουρίνα. Μανάω και μανουγιάνα, μου κοιτά το ούμα. Μοτε όλα με τη μαλώ, εγώ μου όλα κοιτά το. Μου παιδί νοήν τα ρούτα μου, χάινε με ενέη. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to the AMA radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/the AMA Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Maloni.
And I love that old Praise the Lord. Te Ama Pacifica Health. As we do always, we will start our program with the word of prayer. If atalo fatu le mawalu latu Pacifica le netaya matungofie ula amataina lata atopo kalami ilitatalo epe yona masaniai. Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, we come before you in humble prayer before we start with this Te Ama radio program. Lord, we thank you so much for the gift of life, the breath of life. But mostly, we thank you for Jesus, your Son, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We are reminded of many that did not wake up this morning. Although we all went to bed and believing that we will wake up again. But Lord, some didn't make it. And we thank you that you have gifted this day. You have gifted us with the breath of life, the fresh air that we breathe. We see the trees moving. We can feel the wind in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, for the flowers, the birds that sing. We thank you for all that you have provided for our need, as you have promised in your word. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You will always provide for our needs. So, Lord, I ask for your blessings upon our listeners so that we can enjoy sharing of information to help us improve healthy lives and share the greater glory of your love in Jesus' name. I also ask that you bless our communities, grant them peace and happiness as they go about their activities. Bless the people around the globe that they may enjoy peace and goodness of your love. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee.
Welcome to Te Ama Radio Show. This is Falefangamalo Mele Melepuka, and I am your host for today. And of course, your beautiful technician and panel operator, Catherine Henry. Talo Falava, and a very warm welcome to all our beautiful listeners. This beautiful new morning, God is good all the time. I trust that you have all had an enjoyable week and with your families. Soon we're going to have another weekend. We just had one last week. And also blessings to your children and friends, happy and healthy. Are we all waiting for the summer? Not long to go now. So, as usual, our talanoa today, we continue to talk about the like minds. But I would just like to share some information today with regards to the Unite Against COVID-19. So some information for now. From today, we are speeding up the vaccination process to ensure everyone is offered a vaccine as soon as possible to manage the risks around the Delta variant of COVID-19. From Wednesday, 18th August, to 40-plus age band will be open. On Wednesday, 25th of August, the 30-plus age band will open. From 1st September, all eligible ages will be able to book their free vaccination appointments. We are also moving to a six-week period between vaccination doses. This will allow us to give one dose partial protection to a larger number of people faster. Early findings from a small number of well-designed studies show that an extended duration between doses of the Pfizer vaccine gives a strong immune response. If you have already had both your doses 3 weeks apart, you will still have good protection against COVID-19. Evidence shows that a three-week gap is still highly effective. At this time, the vaccine is only approved for use in people over the age of 16. MedSafe have given provisional approval of the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15 years old. Youth aged 12 to 15 cannot receive the Pfizer vaccine until Cabinet have approved a decision to use. Cabinet are expected to consider this issue soon. We will go back to have one other. So to book your COVID-19 vaccination, when it is your time, you can book your vaccination appointments online or by phone. The information also translations of different languages. We have translated COVID-19 vaccine information and advice into different languages and alternate formats. Who can book now if you are aged over 50 or you are in groups 1, 2, or 3, you can book your vaccinations now. Bookings for the rest of Aotearoa will open soon in age bands from oldest to youngest. When it is your time to book, there is no cutoff. You can book anytime. When your age band comes up, you can expect a booking invitation from the Ministry of Health or your health provider. You may receive more than one invitation. You can ignore this if you have already booked your appointments or received your vaccination. If you are eligible to book, you do not have to wait for an invitation. Booking online through Book My Vaccine is the quickest way to make your vaccination appointments. If you are not eligible to book yet, you can register so we can let you know when it's your time to book. It will take around 5 minutes to book online. If you have any problems booking or need to change your details, you can email the Book My Vaccine team, email booking@vaccine.covid19.healthnewzealand. You can book over the phone by calling the COVID Vaccination Health Line on 0800-282926. All calls are free, and the team are available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. You can ask for an interpreter if you need one. You might have to wait a little while before your call is answered, as the lines can be busy. Please be patient. Once your call is answered, it will take around 15 minutes to book your appointment. When you call, it is a good idea to have your NHI number. It is National Health Index number ready. This will make the booking process quicker. You can find your NHI number on a prescription, x-ray, or test result, or a letter from the hospital. For the best protection, it is important to get two doses of the vaccine. The standard gap between doses is now 6 weeks or more. We are extending the standard gap because it allows us to give one dose partial protection to a larger number of people faster. Early findings from a small number of well-designed studies show that an extended gap between doses of the Pfizer vaccine gives at least an equally robust immune response. In some situations, you may be advised to have a shorter gap between doses. For example, if you are on a specific clinical treatment plan, if you are at higher risk of contracting COVID-19. The minimum gap between doses will continue to be 21 days. How to book your second dose? Follow the same steps as for booking your first dose, either online or over the phone. You will be asked if you have had your first dose and which type of vaccine it was. Book through Book My Vaccine. Call the COVID Vaccination Health Line on 0800-282926. Healthline 0800-282926. Te Ama Pacifica Health. We'll be right back.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the skies, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day.
Yeah. relationships. Minutes after day to guy. From the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong. By the end of the Almighty, we forward in this generation. Triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs.
COVID vaccination. Welcome back to Yama Pacifica Health. Call Healthline on 0800-282926. 0800-282926. If the gap between your appointments is less than 6 weeks, if you have already booked and the gap between your appointments is less than 6 weeks, you can keep the second appointment or choose to change it. The important thing is to get 2 doses of the vaccine to be fully vaccinated. If you have already been fully vaccinated, 2 doses closer together than 6 weeks, you have received your best protection. Studies show that about 95% of people who have received both doses of the vaccine are protected against getting COVID-19 symptoms. If you need to reschedule or cancel your appointment, manage your appointment through Book My Vaccine. Call the COVID Vaccination Healthline on 0800-282926. If you are unwell on the day of your appointment, you will need to reschedule it. You can be vaccinated once you are well again. If you have symptoms of COVID-19, get a test and stay at home until you get your results. You can be vaccinated once you have a negative test. As well as booked appointments, there will be other ways for people to be vaccinated. This will include workplace vaccinations and other targeted vaccination events across the country. For some remote rural communities, we will vaccinate all age groups at the same time to make it easier for them. Vaccination centers used interactive map on the Karafua website to find a vaccination center near you. Whanau, Māori and Pacific families can be vaccinated together when one member of the family is eligible to be vaccinated. To make a final booking, call the COVID Vaccination Healthline on 0800-282926, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you need formal proof of your COVID-19 vaccination for international travel, you can request a vaccination letter from the Ministry of Health. Digital certificates that record your COVID-19 vaccination status and test results are expected to be available later this year. If you need to travel overseas from New Zealand and meet specified criteria, you can apply for an early COVID-19 vaccine. You will need to apply at least 8 weeks before you travel. It is now mandatory for workers at the border and in managed isolation and quarantine settings to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Keep track of where you have been. New Zealand COVID Tracer app, New Zealand COVID Tracer booklet, get your QR code poster, contact tracing at your workplace. Again, you need to travel overseas from New Zealand and meet specified criteria. You can apply for an early COVID-19 vaccine. You will need to apply at least 8 weeks before you travel. For those of you that are planning to travel, it is important that if you need to travel overseas from New Zealand and meet specified criteria, you can apply for an early COVID-19 vaccine. You can apply for early vaccine access if the main reason you need to travel overseas from New Zealand to access critical medical care that is not available in New Zealand for yourself or your dependent, to visit an immediate family member who is dying, to attend a funeral or memorial service, to provide critical care and protection for a dependent, e.g. your child, to protect the safety and security of New Zealand's right to govern itself, for government-approved humanitarian efforts as part of New Zealand's commitments to foreign aid, international disaster responses, or supporting Pacific and Realm countries' recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, to participate in major international events where travel is necessary to represent New Zealand, for nationally significant trade negotiations, for business to reunite with family, to attend a school or university. Overseas travel that won't be considered. We won't consider applications for early vaccine access if you're traveling overseas to a country or a zone that New Zealand has approved for quarantine-free travel, for recreational or leisure travel. Criteria you must meet before applying: you must be 16 years old or over, have a flight booked on or before 15 November 2021, be able to be fully vaccinated before departure, be able to provide supporting evidence for all requirements, including evidence of your confirmed flight booking with departure, details, and destinations. If you don't meet the criteria, it doesn't mean you can't travel. You just won't have early access to the vaccine. Apply for an early vaccine. You should submit your application at least 8 weeks before you travel. This allows enough time to process your application and get the two doses of COVID-19 vaccine 6 weeks or more apart. This is the recommended clinical guidance to align with international vaccination programs and evidence regarding dose gaps and reduced incidence of adverse reactions. If your travel is urgent, you can request to receive the two doses a minimum of 21 days apart. We aim to process all applications within 5 working days, and we'll let you know the outcome of your application. Working days are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This does not include public holidays. To apply, you need to meet all the criteria, provide evidence of your confirmed flight booking with your departure details and destinations, for example, a flight itinerary. Te Ama Pacifica Health, and this is COVID-19, applying for an early departure. Be right back. Tama Pacific House, welcome back. If you are approved for early vaccine access before you travel, getting vaccinated before you travel. If you are approved for early vaccine access, we will provide information regarding the next steps for you to book your appointments. You'll need to book two appointments to receive two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The standard gap between doses is 6 weeks or more. Returning to New Zealand, even if you're vaccinated, you still need to be complete 14 days in managed isolation and quarantine when you return to New Zealand. Managed isolations is an important part of our border measures to keep COVID-19 out of New Zealand. Almost all travelers are legally required to have a voucher confirming their place in managed isolation before boarding their flight. Those returning to New Zealand have a responsibility to do their part to stop COVID-19 spreading. If you have been vaccinated against COVID-19, you still need to secure a voucher and complete 14 days in our managed isolation and quarantine facilities. By completing 14 days in managed isolation or quarantine, we can ensure people do not have COVID-19 before returning to our communities. Over 100,000 people have completed their managed isolation or quarantine stay safely and have returned to their loved ones and friends. When you arrive in New Zealand, you are checked for symptoms of COVID-19. If you do not have symptoms, you will isolate at a managed isolation facility. Have symptoms or test positive for COVID-19? You will isolate in a quarantine facility or separate area. Both types of facilities are located within hotels. You are legally required to have a voucher before flying to New Zealand. Your voucher allocates you a place in a managed isolation or quarantine facility. Airlines will not be permitted to board you if you do not have a voucher, unless you are exempted from using the managed isolation allocation system. If you are flying quarantine-free to New Zealand, then you will not enter managed isolation, and so you do not need a voucher. Get your voucher by registering on the managed isolation allocation system. The emergency allocation process exists for limited situations that required urgent travel to New Zealand within the next 14 days. You can apply for an emergency allocation if you cannot book your preferred date in the managed isolation allocation system and you meet the eligibility criteria. You can request an emergency allocation if you are legally entitled to enter New Zealand under our current border settings. Your travel is time critical within the next 14 days. You have registered in the managed isolation allocation system and you have not been able to book an allocation for the date you require urgent travel. Your circumstances fall within one of the two categories permitted and you have attached evidence to support your application. The managed isolation and quarantine website has details about the travel categories permitted for emergency allocation and what supporting evidence you need. Very few emergency allocation requests will be granted. We encourage you to book in early to the managed isolation allocation system as this is the best way to guarantee your place. Managed isolation and quarantine has introducing a cohorting system to its facilities. Cohorting is also known as group intake. Cohorting means that returnees arriving in New Zealand in a 96-hour window will all go to the same facility. They will do this until the facility is full or the 96 hours are over. After this, no more returnees will enter the facility until the last of the group has completed their stay and the facility has been cleaned. Co-hosting will keep recent arrivals in the same facility together and will keep those who are just completing their stay away from new arrivals. Doing this reduces the risk of transmitting COVID-19 inside the facilities. Special purpose facilities will not use cohorting. For example, Jet Park, which is a quarantine facility. You do not have to pay for a voucher. However, some people will be charged for their stay in managed isolation or quarantine. The government recovers some of the cost for managed isolation. This is to share the cost in a way that fairly reflects the benefit to both the New Zealand public of having a robust system and those who leave and enter the country. Most people will be tested for COVID-19 around day one of their stay, within 24 hours of arriving. You may be asked to remain in your room until the result of the test is known. If you are symptomatic, when you arrive, you will go straight into a quarantine facility. If the result of your day one test is positive, you will be moved to a quarantine facility. If you test negative, you will stay in your managed isolation facility to complete the rest of your stay. You will be tested for COVID-19 again around day 3 and day 12 of your stay. There are no exemptions from quarantine for people with COVID-19 symptoms. Managed isolation is an important part of keeping COVID-19 out of New Zealand, but we know there are people facing exceptional circumstances. Exceptions from managed isolation are approved in very few circumstances. Applications for exemptions are considered on a case-by-case basis, and the threshold for approval is very high. An exemption will only be approved where we can be confident that the health risk of transmission is very low. An exemption is from being in managed isolation, not from having to isolate. The managed isolation and quarantine website has information about exemption, including what an exemption is, types of exemption available, how to apply. And we have come to the end of our time for this with regards to providing this information with COVID-19. So wherever you go, keep track of where you have been and use your New Zealand COVID Tracer app, the COVID Tracer booklet, get your QR code poster, contact tracing at your workplace. And this is now Tama is saying goodbye and enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And we will meet you again on air, Planet FM 104.6, Tuesday morning, 11:35. And we wish you all the best. Stay well and healthy and keep warm. And God bless you all until then. And we'll just finish off with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for being with us at this time. Now, as we depart from this place, Lord, and take us home safely and bring us back again next time, next week, at Tuesday morning. And to all that we do, Lord, we give glory to you. And we thank you once again for your love. Keep us safe until we meet again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
The love of God is greater far than